Allora, 26 ottobre 2007, intervista a Luis Cavanna, nata a New York il 21 luglio del 1916, che parlerà della storia dell'emigrazione della sua mamma Maria Candusso, nata a San Daniele il 4 settembre del 1885, morta a New York il 14 febbraio del 1963, e anche del marito, Giuseppe Joseph Corvino, nato a Rodeano Alto il 24 dicembre del 1908 e morto a New York il 25 maggio del 1962. E i signori Corvino avevano un panificio proprio nella zona dove abitavano i friulani.
Da Somarila 35, no?
Allora, prima le storie di Somari, no?
Oh. Che arriva da New York e là da finì a aiutare lo smuinire al 112, no?
Ma di là venivi, eh? Somari, le famiglie di Somari era di San Daniele.
Sì. Era in Bregus, io clamavo.
I Bregus?
I Bregus. Sorenon.
Sorenon dai Candusso.
Yeah.
È venuto da Bessole, Somari?
No, suo frate l'ha fatto venire. Parve Beppo, che era un rover. All'ave veniva.
E per prima roba era sta in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, a Gesù.
Gesù.
Lì era mio frate. Mi mare è maritata là. Io non so quanto e con cui. E sai che ha maritato un di San Daniele. Che ha incontrato là.
E c'è Faselia, sua Maria, in Pennsylvania.
Aveva questa chiesa di Bordans. Era per quel che è sciampata, dopo morto lui, era in duce omsato. Non voleva stare.
E suo frate era...
Allora già 4-5 anni.
E c'è Mestir
Faselia. E così è.
Il barbe, c'è Mestir Faselia. A New York
con che mi visio a fare il tile sera
tile.
Ma prima non sai ieri frutta.
E allora le storie di, delle stazioni di Penn Station sono molto isolate qua su Mari.
Mia madre ha avuto una hard life, you know, basola con due frutti. È stata fortunata che ha accettato che smuinis, che l'hanno accolta e l'hanno mettuta, ha potuto stare con loro, you know. Intanto io sono cresciuta.
Ma io, quando è venuto a New York, Somari,
era già incinta.
Incinta di ie. E col frutto, Amerigo, che aveva 5 anni.
Yes. E l'hanno mandata a via di là, appena che l'hanno veduta l'hanno ciotta, perché favelava italiano. E mi dici che è andata di dormire, mangiare, la pagava un poco, ma insomma aveva ricovero. E quando? E dopo un certo tanto accorno in New Jersey di mandare mio frate che aveva con un altro orfanotrofio per i maschi, e lui è stato lì finché aveva, finché l'ha fatta la quinta, perché dopo non aveva in più scuola. Allora io in che volta ha ciotto mio frate e ha messo l'appartamento 2148 Second Avenue. Donde il lavoro che all'ave veniva e mi ha lasciato me là, che la svunese mi ha cresciuto. That's why I speak Italian. because they only spoke Italian. Mm-hmm. And they were running a day nursery, un asilo.
E ci muttaria le vite, anche erano me fruttute, piccole.
Oh, I was happy. Mm. E dopo i che muini che te fa, che lì a mia fa poi che mare. Che quando ha saputo che devi dimarrare, mi ha detto, no, tu non devi sposare, tu devi andare a scuola, tu sei intelligente. Ma mia Maria l'ha convinta che era vedova, era migliore che la mette a posto, you know. Dopo ha conosciuto il mio, che era, and she said to me, all right, sei in buone mani. But I was going to high school. My husband made me quit. He said, you don't have to go to school.
Did you love going to school?
Sure, I loved going. Oh, I was, tutti venivano a casa mia for the homework. I was smart. I mean, I hate to say it myself. But everybody considered me something. I think that's why my husband didn't want me to be superior to him. You know, in those days, that's the way it was, the man. So, my mother signed me out of school. But after he died, I went back and I got my high school diploma. I went back to school. And I passed like nothing. Oh my God. I got my diploma. And I was out of school so many years. But I read papers. In fact, I wear glasses. E mio marito mi diceva che io porto i glasses perché leggevo troppo.
Ma mi diceva che suo marito lo chiamava in
il germanese, faceva beyond clear, you know. He was smart, oh yeah, very smart. That's why my mother fell in love with him. Because he was paesano, you know, donge, allora scuola a Sanne. And she felt I couldn't find a better party than that. And he came to my mother because my brother was there. And he wanted to learn how to speak English. But my brother was American. He told my mother, he's a greaseball. I don't understand him. My mother wanted him to teach him English. Ma lui l'ha imparato.
L'ha imparato. Ma lui era restato al Canada prima di venire. E qui era il sponsor di...
His uncle.
His uncle.
His father's brother.
Yeah.
Because when his father died for overeating and what, an appendix, he died from appendix. Because in those days, they didn't know. Well, anyway, I wasn't married 1 month when the immigration officer came. I never forgot it. And he said to me, he's not here, he's delivering bread. Because we had the bakery, e lui faceva il pan e portava. Well, anyway, he said, can I wait for him? I said, all right. E io avevo preparato di mangiare per sé che veniva. And he took all the information from him. He wanted to know where he crossed the border because he was in Kirkland Lake in Ontario. E l'altro a una fiesta a Toronto, And there he must have told these fellows that he was working in the mines. E la paia la tirava il barbe. E dava giusto...
In the mine?
In the mines.
Oh, which kind of mine?
The coal mines.
Coal mines.
At those times.
Mm-hmm.
So these fellows, I don't know who they were, told them, stay here. We'll make you cross the border. You go to America, you trovi. In America, lui aveva parenti qua. E ha scritto. Infatti, uno ci ha promesso, vieni qua, ti imparo a fare il tileset e vieni a lavorare con me. Anyway, he crossed the border in Ohio. So this fella that came to investigate him got all this information that he had to get the act of arrest from Ohio. So he said to me, don't worry, you're a citizen, you won't lose him, he said to me. And my husband was reassured. But instead, in 3-4 months, they came back again with the act of arrest. And they took him to Ellis Island. I never forgot. When my husband left him, non piangere, non andare di tua madre. He said, the only person you have to go is to Tony. He had made a friend who had a restaurant. Tony will help you. So when he left with this guy, they had to leave because Ellis Island closes at 4 or 5 o'clock. I don't know. I went to Tony. And Tony said to me, don't worry. The money, vado io con l'avvocato. We get him out. Non pensare, he said. So that's what they did. They went the next day. Tony ci ha messo la cauzione. I think it was $500 at that time. 1936, 37. Anyway, he came home. But immediately the lawyer made me start making papers when he got here. Anche carte, but they had to be up-to-date papers. They had to come from Italy. They came, and when all this was done, he sent them to Canada. He told them, first you meet with the Canadians, and you show them these papers. And then you go to the American consul, and they'll give you the visa to come to New York. He had made hotel reservations, everything for him. And my husband did this. He was back in 48 hours. And the following day he went to file for citizenship.
Yeah.
And they told him, if you wait for 5 years, otherwise you're going to get first papers, second papers, you know. So he waited, and he automatically became a citizen after 5 years.
In the 40s. And where was the bakery? Your bakery?
The old bakery? He started on 24th Street at 328 East 24th Street. My mother, who was always crying misery, helped him, gave him $300. In those days, $300 was a lot of money. Then, being he used to work, make the bread and deliver it, he made himself known around that on 29th Street there was another owner, Mr. Rossi. I never forgot. He loved me so much. He was an owner of an apartment house, and he had a bakery too on the bottom. He contacted my husband. He said, my bakery down there is not running. He's going to leave and it's going to be empty. You come over there. But my husband told him, I just bought this place. He said, never mind, I'll take care of everything. So he made my husband move from 24th Street to 29th Street in this bakery. He took him to the bank. He made him a check account, everything. In the meantime, I was helping him in the bakery. I was helping him even on 29th Street, sweeping the sidewalks. Mm-hmm. That my landlord fell in love with me. He said to me, you got some wife. I used to fix his window with the bread and everything. Oh my God. That he made us, we were living on 24th Street, he made us move in the house on 29th Street, so we would be upstairs and down. I never forgot, in those days there was grade A, grade B, milk, you know, it was different than today. I used to buy grade B. Then I got pregnant, and my lawyer said, no more, you're going to drink grade A. He said to me, never mind the difference in the money, I'll take it. And he used to make me, I never forgot him. And all because I used to sweep his sidewalk, I used to sweep my, so I swept his suit. When Ida was born,
March 5th, 1940.
Mm-hmm. The first one to visit me was my landlord, Amor Portato Fiore. My husband was so disappointed, he wanted a boy. Che neanche mi ha guardato. Could you believe? Dopo è venuto a scusarmi, mi ha mandato I fiori. And he wrote me a note, I think I still have it. We'll make her a boy, he said to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I never forgot my land. He thought the world of me. Oh. E mi ha fatto una carrozzella. I have pictures of it.
Mm. And you got
that
married?
No, but, no! When Ida was born.
Yeah.
With white wheels that I used to wash them because I wanted them to stay white. That nobody in this neighborhood had a carriage like that. I was ashamed. Oh, arriva la Corvino. Because of the carriage. It was bigger than me. I was small. Oh my God.
And so you got married in
1935 when she was born.
Yeah.
Because my husband said I had to grow.
Hmm.
I was too young. He died.
Yeah, 18.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And all Friulani.
Oh yes, he had
came,
a lot of
came
to
the bakery
when they weren't working because in quei anni. Quando era 33 non si lavorava perché il cemento adesso è cambiato.
C'era
they all used to come in the bakery e lui ci faceva la pizza o compravano salsiccia, mangiavano. Oh my God.
E mi contava, bakery. Mi contava che il suo appaiava di bevi a dulce qua. Dulà.
A misero.
Misero.
30th Street, 2nd, it's still there, but now the owners are dead. Oh, he was so generous. He was different than the average Furlong. But the guy in New School, you know, they were all saving money.
Mm-hmm.
I never forgot I had a friend, Checco, pursued I deserving. Ma lui si chiamava Checco Torri. Now I'm very friendly with his nephew. I still see him at the club. E Checco veniva sempre tal for. And he used to, sometimes I used to argue with my husband, you know. E lui mi dice, tacci di me. Ma io non ero tipo di tacci di me. E dopo l'ave a dia a me, cosa ti fa con una piccola così? Lascia stare, lascia cigli. Oh, he was a... And Ida, when Ida was born, he used to... And she used to wet his pants. Ah, he used to say... I never forgot Checco. He also liked me so much. But me used to say, impara a sacci di inna, mi dice. Ma perché ho di sacci di? Perché che l'uomo comanda. He told me that.
E il Somp teneva a tabagliare allora, furlana in chiave
sempre ma il plaseve l'americano like he got into driving a car then he met friends who took him to skeet and trap shooting oh my god he was allora fu wrong. Ma il padre fa anche l'americano. You know? Everybody used to tell me, your husband is ahead of the times. And it was true. Even my nephew today tells me, you know, your husband was way ahead of all of us. And it was true. I didn't realize that, but it was.
And what about other Italians, other customers of the bakery? You told me they were with your husband's friends.
They used to go. They used to come. E passa l'ora perché am vedo che tu ci venivi lì. È piacere. Veniva a ciò il pan, ma stava in lì ore e ore a fare là con lui. You know, this is what I got to know the Sicilians, the Napoletani, the Calabresi, whatever they were. And they used to...
They had letters to read.
They respected us so well. My furlans, no, for they didn't be with you. I don't know why. Why?
Ma Boatris
we accepted them and liked them.
Con le famme furlane ha riso in contatto?
Oh yes. Only my husband never wanted to get too much involved because with business you have to stay with everybody. E lì lui aveva capito furlane sono furlane.